Me'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Trumas in the Sefer Zeruim. We will continue with the laws of Trumas, specifically regarding that of separating the Trumas. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding what's the shear first, the measurement of the amount, the quantity of Truma Gedolah. Truma Gedolah in L'shem and Atara. So biblically, there's no specific measurement, the amount of Truma Gedolah, which has to be separated. Shlomo says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Reish is the Gancha, the first of your grain, which is Kosher, whatever the amount is. That even just one kernel of wheat exempts the whole pile. But initially one should only separate the amount which the sages have given. Now, but in today's time, where it's ultimately going to be potentially burnt because of the tumah, that initially one should only separate a minute amount for that of tumah. Now, halacha based on how much is the measurement that the Chum said that one should initially separate it? Ainyaf, a generous person, gives Echem Abam 1/40. Vabainis, a medium type of person, Echem Echemishim 1 out of 50. Ra, a more of a stingy type of person, Echem Mishishim gives 1 out of 60. Baliyivchism Echem Mishishim, and one should not give less than 1 out of 60. Now, halacha gimel kol truma she'ena kohen makpid mela, but regarding any truma that the kohen are not particular about, kohen truma sacharuvim, like truma from caribs, vakalisim, which is a certain type of kidneys of a bean, nitel sakitchil Echem Mishishim, they even initially won't take 1 out of 60. And so to Elim Tol Echem Mishishim, the following are taken 1/60th, is Trumas Giduli Truma, the Truma of the growths of Truma, which Acham, they were geyser, that all the growths should be Truma, but even so, it's obligated in Trumas at Meisters, so since all the growths go to the Kain, so that they, and they sell to them for cheap, the Acham were not obligating them to separate the Truma Gedela more than the 60th. So to be Ruvi Truma, if let's say you have Truma that got mixed up with Tevel, now, since we're not calling it meduma, rather a ruby truma, we're talking about where that even if, let's say, you had a sub truma got mixed in with a 100 sub of tevel, where there's no isra of meduma, because it's bottle, rather you just take out a sub and you give it to the kahan, and the rest is totally tevel, and you take trumas and maisas as the normal halacha, but since the chum obligated the person to take out a sub and give it to the kahan because of theft from the tribe, even though really it's bottle, so the chum were not stringent over here to make that the truma gedela be more than a 60th. So to a truma temeya, let's say you have truma that's tamei shalisa tuma ba'inus abishkaga, that it became tamei either beyond his control or by mistake, contrast if it did it by mameza, we wouldn't be lenient, or so to a truma hektish. For example, let's say it was makdish, his tevel, after it was smoothed out, where it did not preclude the obligation of trumas amaisis, so therefore the treasury of hektish has to separate it, but since it's hektish that's separating, so the chum were makel to say that it only has to be 1/60th. So to a truma schutzlar, it's truma from adaber tistral, Utrumas haketzach vaklisin vacharuvin, regarding the ketzach and the klisin, the charuvin, these carobs, vakimzios, and it's a certain type of inferior figs, vatrumasin, and the trumasin bin, usa orinademis, and the red barley. Okay, it's been things like that, uperis atzach and nokam, the produce of a pot that does not have a hole, which again, is only these are only rabbinically obligated. And Mechina Petrapasin, Kishatarman pays the same. So too, when the caretaker takes up the trumas of the produce of the orphans, which we treat their produce like that of Hektish, term Echemishishim, here although there's obligations, but here the Rabban Walin said that you don't have to give more than a 60th. Halacha Daud, in term Trumazu, we don't take up the truma of Truma Gedaila, and specifically this one, in contrast Trumas Meiser, there the Rabban is going to explain later on Halacha Yud Yud Aleph, that it actually is done with specifically with a midah, but here truma gedayla is done loy b'midah, not with a measuring tool, loy b'mishkal, not weighing, loy b'midah, not with counting. Officially nemah b'shir, because it doesn't say a measurement on it. Elo emir mafish b'dayter. Rather, he evaluates, he assesses in what appears to him k'may echad mishishim, like around 1/60th. Avol time who has a mudded v'sashakol v'samana, but he could take truma for something that was already measured, already weighed, and already counted. Just when you're doing the trumas, you don't do that in a measured way. So to the yitrim besalu b'kupah shem doesn't you do it? Neither do you take the trumas with a basket or a box that has a set measurement. Avotayimhu behen chetzin ashlishin, but you could take the trumas with half the box or a third of it. But the yitrim besal chetzi, you shouldn't take truma with a saw at the midpoint shechetzi midah, because the midpoint is also a measurement, and we don't do it with midah; we do it with just assessing. Now, Allah Ram continues regarding the hafrasha that's done with different types of measurements. If someone increases the amount of truma, as long as he left over some of the produce that will be the permitted chulin, so no matter how much he took of his truma, it's going to be truma. But he said, all the produce is going to be truma, He hasn't said anything. You have to leave over something. Let's say someone had intended to take up trumas 1/10, which is a large amount. But he only ended up taking 1/60. So truma se truma, the truma is going to be valid. And the reason for that is because ultimately his intent was fulfilled because what he took was part of what's called b'chlam ha'sayimon. It's included in what he intended to do. Now, let's say niskam alitrum echad mishishim, also b'yodah echad mechamishim. Let's say he intended to take only 1/60. He ended up taking 1/50. So in the truma, it's not a truma because his intent was not fulfilled because he took more than what he had in mind. Halach avav, hamafresh truma. Someone separates truma. But also b'yodah fil echad me'esim. And he takes even, ends up coming out what he separated to be 1/20. Truma se truma. It's going to be a valid truma. Now, let's say tarm also be the echad mishishim. Let's say he took truma and ended up being 1/60. V'chazav ha'is l'shem truma, then he didn't want to be from the einay ra. He ended up taking to increase the truma. So, oisat tesevis chayevis b'maisis. That addition is actually obligated in maisis. U'mafresh m'men ha'koin ha'maisis. And the koin has to separate from that which he gets the truma. But that addition, he has to separate maisis. V'achkach echlan, and then he could eat it. Because ultimately, 1/60 was, but the evid, a truma. Let's say tarim. Let's say someone went. He intended to take truma like the shir the chacham had said, but also beyond the echad meshishim echad, he missed it by one. He ended up taking 1 out of 61. Hariza truma. It's going to be truma. The yafs of yitchim pam shnei, and then he has to take truma a second time to fulfill the measurement that he had in mind, which was like the chacham said. Although biblically, one kernel is enough, but he wanted to do like that of the sages. Now, by here, in contrast to what's normally done, this addition actually should be separated with either measuring or weighing or counting. The reason for that is because since that was his original intention, so he became obligated with his intention, and therefore he has to measure to make sure that he doesn't get less than what he originally had in mind. And the gears are either kirishayna, like the first one, or birishayna. He cannot separate it if not near with the rest of that. He could not separate truma gedola only when it's near the grain. Here also for the second that he's heaping that he's taking should also be near the grain. Halacha zayin, hamafresh miktzas ha-truma. Someone separated some of the truma, meaning he had a mind to separate more, but he only separates some of the truma. Oisa miktzas in the truma, that little is not truma. Va'arei kechele kakri, and it's like a portion of the pile, and it's considered like tevel. Va'afa bekein, and even so, you have to separate, although we're considering it still as tevel, you have to separate the truma of that portion that you had separated, mimenu from it itself. But and you shouldn't separate it from other of the peres, because it was separated as if it was its own entity. Similarly, if someone separates some of the truma from this pile, and some of the truma from a different pile, mimine, although they're from the same species, one should not take truma from one on the other, like we said in the previous halacha, because it has to be from it itself, not from something else. Rambam continues regarding the designation of the place and the kriya shem of truma gedayla. So, if someone says truma sakri hazel l'toychay, the truma of this pile is inside of it. So it depends. Imam Afi says bitzvayna b'duraima. He specifies exactly where, in the northern part or the southern part. So kara shem, he's called the truma. And the chayv lahafresh mimenu trumase. And from that part, wherever he designated, one has to separate its truma. But if he didn't say where exactly inside is the truma, so leimaklum, he hasn't said anything. The reason for that is because by truma it says rishus the gantcha, which has to be, you have to know what's the rishus and what's the leftover. It has to be recognizable, which you don't have over here. Halacha test. Omar truma sakri. If let's say he says the truma of the pile is hazeh, is this. And he delineates, he specifies, he points the northern part or the southern part, and then he says v'kri hazeh kazeh, that this pile should be like this pile. So mekoyim shem nistayim trumasa shel rishon. So the place he had defined by the truma of the first one shem nistayim trumasa shel sheni. That's where it's defined the truma of the second pile. Now halacha yud, the Rambam continues regarding the separation of trumas meiser. We were speaking about the truma gedayla, which is the 1/50th around that's given to the kain right away in the beginning. But in contrast, that we said that one just evaluates around 1/50th by that of Truma Gedayla. Trumas Meiser, which is the Levi gets 1/10th and the 1/10th of that is given to the Kohen, that is not separated with just evaluating and just gesticulating what the amount is. No, then we have to be precise in the measurement. And I feel Basman is even today's time Shari Shiur Mefurish Batari, because it's specific in the Torah that it's a tenth from the tenth. So since it's specific, it's even in today's times one has to give exactly a tenth of that tenth. Halacha Yiraf. Now, Davar Shadarka Limdid. So how do we measure this? So something that's normally measured with volume, so Maidid, you measure with volume. But Davar Nishkol, something that's weight, Shoshaykel, you weight. Davar Shavashal Noisa, something that's possible to count, so Maidid, you count it. Now, let's say something that you could count, or weigh, or measure with volume. So, Hamayidim Meshubach. So, the one who counts is praiseworthy. V'hamayidim Meshubach Mimeno, the one who measures with volume is praiseworthy more than him. And Vashoykel Meshubach Mishneimen, the one who weighs is more praiseworthy than from the other two, because again, then you could be more precise. Halachid Beis, Mitzvah Trumas Meiser. The Mitzvah of Trumas Meiser, which is a separation from the Meiser itself, is Sheyafresh Eisen Ben Levi Meiser. Is that the Levi, what the tenth he gets from the Israel, he should separate from it and give that tenth to the Kohen Shalom, like it says in the Pasuk in the Midbar, Ki Sikhu Meis Bnei Yisrael Sa Meiser, when you're going to take from the Bnei Yisrael the Meiser, then you have to go ahead and separate a Meiser and give that to the Kohen. Now, but the Yesh Li Yisrael LaHafresh Eisa B'lit LaKohen, the Yisrael, the original owner, he actually could separate that hundredth, which is a tenth of the tenth, and give it to the Kohen, and then Meitna Meisa LaLevi, and then he could give the tenth to the Levi, Achash Yafshim Ben Trumasa, after he already separated the Trumas Meisa from that Meisa, Shei Meisa Ben Meisa, which are tenth of the tenth. Lachid Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding what happens if they separated the Trumas Meisas when it's in the stalks. And that is, Yisrael Shebesh Meisa Rishon, Kishuhu Shibala. If the Yisrael separated the first tithe, which he gives to the Levi, Kishuhu Shibala, when it's still in the stalks, Kaidim Sheyadish, before he threshed V'yafresh Truma Gedela, because Truma Gedela is only Chal, only takes effect when it's dug and when it's grain, when he smoothed out the pile. Now, here he gave the Maiseration to the Levi before he threshed and separated the Truma Gedela. When the son of Levi, and he gave this Maiseration to the Levi, so Eina Levi Chayv L'hafresh Men the Truma Gedela Achash Yedishen. So although Truma Gedela is supposed to come first, in this case, the Levi does not have to separate from the Mais that he got, which preempted the Truma Gedela. He does not have to give that amount proportionally of the Trumah Gedolah after he goes and he threshes it. El Trumas Meis Blad, the only thing he has to give is his Trumas Meis, which is a tenth of the tenth. Alam Dash Yisrael, but let's say if the Jew went, the non-coin, he threshed it. The Hifresh HaMaisim in Adogan, and then he separated the tithing from the grain, Koidim Shabash Trumah Gedolah, before he separated Trumah Gedolah and sent the Levi to give it to the Levi. On that case, Chayiv HaLevi LaHavash Men Trumah Gedolah, there, the Levi has to separate from it the Trumah Gedolah and the Trumas Meis. And the reason is Me'achash HaNas Adogan, because since it was already threshed and smoothed out by the Yisrael before he gave it to the Levi, so it already became dog and it already became grain. The Schei B'Truma is already obligated in Truma, so although he gave it to the Levi still has the kind of Truma inside of it, the Truma Gedayla, like says in the public, which is the gun called the first of your grain, that's when the obligation of Truma starts, and therefore since it already was obligated, this that he gave it to the Levi does not preempt it. Halacha Yudal, Ben Levi Shalokach Meisr Shibon. So if there is a Levi that took the tithing when it was still in the stalks, so Le'itin Trumasa La'Koyin Shibon, in this case, he should not give his truma, meaning the truma's meiser, to the kohen as it is, which normally he could, as he got it, is how he could pass it on. No, in this case, he cannot give to the truma's meiser to the kohen in it's still in its stalks. A kohen's meiser, rather, we penalize the Levi because he took the meiser when it was still in the stalks before the threshing, thus causing the kohen to lose the truma gedayla proportionately that is in that meiser. And therefore, we penalize him, blood, which belizes, he has to thresh it, he has to winnow it, and then give the tenth of the tenth from his grain to the kohen. But he does not have to give a tenth from the straw or from the chaff, because those are not food items, and those are not obligated in terms of maizers. And since he's not separating it when it's in that state, because he has to first go ahead and thresh it and winnow it, so he doesn't have to give it to the kohen, rather he could keep it. Now, but let's say he separated the trumas maizer when it was still in stalks as it was given to him, which we said, no, he has to go ahead and process it. So but it was already separated. Oh, then Hariza Kaisa, so he has to grind it. And then Manish Lekoyin, then he gives it to the Kohen, Esazer Vesetevin, the grain and the straw itself, because when he called the Truma, it was still in the stalk, and therefore he has to give it to the Kohen. Now, Umnema Kunsu Lichtish, why did they penalize him, going back on the primary part of the Halacha, that we penalize him to thresh it and to winnow it, why did they penalize him, Kunsu Lichtish, to go ahead and grind it? Because he took the tithe when it was still in the stalks, and he precluded the kohen from getting his truma gedolah on it. So because of that, we penalized him, and they asked to give it processed his trumas meiser to the kohen. Halachas as well, the Rambam continues regarding other related halachas to trumas meiser. Is Ben Yisrael Shomel Levi? If Yisrael tells a Levi, Kocham Eliyahu, this is what my father told me. He says, Maisel Chabiyad, he says, he passed away, but he told me, he says, look, there's Meister for you, Levi, by us in our house. So that Meister, in Cheshon L'Trumas Meister Shabbat, the Levi doesn't have to be concerned about the Trumas Meister that's inside. In other words, the Levi doesn't have to separate from that Meister, Trumas Meister. Sharei Aviv Hefesh Trumas, because we could presume that the father, which we said the Yisrael could do that, had already separated the Trumas Meister from it. Well, the Fikach Tzivosh, is how Meister upon the Levi. Therefore, he commanded, he says that this Meister belongs to the Levi. But Vim Amalei, whatever he tells him, Kacham Eliyahu, this is my father told me, Kor Meister Yesh Lecha B'Yadi, and he mentioned the measurement of a Kor of Meister that you have by us, Choshen Trumas Meister Shabbat, then we have to be concerned for the Trumas Meister that's inside of it, because if he mentioned a measurement, obviously we have to suspect that he didn't separate Trumas Meister, and that he wanted the Levi to know what the measurements are, so that he could separate a tenth of that, and therefore then we have to be suspect, and he has to separate Trumas Meister to give to the Kohen. Look at the Zion, Trumas Meister. Let's say you have Trumas Meiser that was only 1/8 of an eighth. Then Malich Lekain. It's still significant enough that you have to give it to the Kain. But Pachas Mechan, less than that, in Matab Lelicha, then he doesn't have to be busy bringing it to the Kain. Il Meshlicha Ba'ur B'Sov, rather he throws it into the fire and he burns it. But Abiyayin B'Shem, regarding wine and oil, a full kosher, even a minute amount, Malich Lekain has to bring it to the Kain because it is considered always significant. But hey, Trumas Meiser, but as long as it's definitive, the Trumas Meiser, and it is tar. The moisa tamei, but if it was tamei, which again, you can't even eat that. Oishreisa shal demai, or it's just from demai, which is a situation of suffix, it may be kashir, then if it doesn't have that measurement, ima tabal, but it doesn't have to be busy with it, el saif, it could just burn it in the fire. Halacha Zayin Ram continues regarding the contrast, again, of Truma Gedoyla and with Trumas Meiser, regarding the halachas of min hamukuf. So, ain't term in Truma Gedoyla ilman hamukuf. One does not separate the Truma Gedoyla unless it's near and close to the rest of the grain that he's taking the truma from. So, Ketzer household. Let's say he had 50 saw in this house. And 50 saw in another house. You cannot separate from one of them 2 saw on the 100 of total. Because it comes out separate from one place on another place. But if he did separate, even though it's not nearby, truma, after the fact, it is considered valid truma. But who, as long as shiha mufrish, as long as what you're separating is truma, should be shomer, should be protected. But let's say the following case. Let's say he was carrying jugs of wine or oil. And he saw that they're breaking. Ramani says, Harein Truma al perish abebesi. Says, okay, let me chap around. Let the kohen have this, what's going to waste. Let this be Truma on the produce of my house. Then he hasn't said anything because since it's breaking, it's like it's not here, it's not protected, and therefore that will not qualify for Truma. Halach Yitches, perish ham abezar b'techa bais. Someone that has produce that's scattered throughout the house. Or he has 2 granaries in one house. Since it's in the one house, so term echad al kal, it could separate from one on them all together because it's in one domain. It's as if it's mukuf. Now, sakei tivua, the sacks of grain, vigula dvela, and the cakes of the dried figs, v'chavish al gregris, and the barrels of the pressed figs. Imhoi b'hakefa echas. If it was on one area, so term echad al kal, then you could separate from one on them all. Let's say chavish al yayin, let's say barrels of wine. So actually, saw some SPN, if you didn't yet seal the barrels, the term mechal al kal, you could take truma from one of them on them all because they're all considered as mixed together. Mashal saw some, when you already sealed the barrels, term mechal achas of achas, then you have to go separate from each one individually because when they're sealed, it's like considered like its own entity. Halachi yates, hoy malakit gape yarek. Let's say someone was gathering bundles of vegetables. Umanich begin and he puts it in the garden. So term mechal al kal, you could take truma from one on them all because the whole garden is one. Havi min echad b'neim, let's say he brought a different species between them. Oh, that's already separation. Term mekal echad b'echad, now you have to take truma from each one individually. Havi min harba b'kub, let's say he brought many species in a box. Kruv mamalo, kruv mamato. But let's say you have cabbage on the top and cabbage on the bottom. U'min echad b'em, so we have a different species in the middle. Lo'yichim min elin adat alatachin, and you cannot separate from the upper one on the bottom one, because even though they're the same species, but you have something else interrupting. Now, v'mhikav chamisha tzibur magurim, let's say you put near 5 bundles in a granary. So they're near each other. So term echad al kol. So you can separate from one on the mole. But that's bizman she'ikar garen kam. That's when the primary granary is still extant. So the granary connects them. But einikar garen kam. But if the granary is not really in function right now, where they already cleaned up the granary and you only have these 5 bundles left over here, term echad al kol. Then you actually have to separate from each one individually. And the reason for that is because that's not considered in the mokav. Because ultimately we're going to be clearing these away because they're already closing up shop over here and to another place. So it's not even considered as if they're near each other. Halacha Chof, the Ram continues now, in contrast regarding Trumas Meiser. Trumas Maisa Mafrish Noisa Shalim in the Mokav. Trumas Maisa could be separated not near the rest of the produce. And like it says in the Pasuk, Mikol Masrei Seichem, from all your Maisers, Terima Trumi should take up the Truma of the Trumas Maiser, which is Afila Maiser Echa Bimedina Zu, or Maisa Echa Bimedina Acheres, even if you have one Maiser here and one Maiser somewhere else, because it's saying from all your Maisers, which it could be in a totally different country, Mafrish Truma, Mechad Al Kol, you separate one Truma on them all. But for Tamid Chacham, Tamid Iskal is in terminal of Mukav Avila Trumas Meiser. They don't take Truma, even Trumas Meiser, unless it's nearby the rest of the produce. Halach Chafalf, Ben Levi, Shahoyle Meiser Rishon. Let's say a Levi had the first tithe that he got from the Yisrael. Shalainit men Trumas, they didn't yet separate Trumas Meiser from it. Then Nicho Elis Mafresh Allah, Bahoyle Chubitivle. Now, so he's leaving it, which it's considered Tevel on some level because the Trumas Meiser was not separated from his Meiser, and he's leaving it to stay in this untithed state. Because he's not having in mind yet to separate from it. So, Masha Asa Asa, what he has done is done. In other words, what he could do is, he could leave it, that he could make, he wants to make this whole Meiser, Trumas Meiser, for produce elsewhere. Shemek says in the Pasuk about Midbar, Kias Masa B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yimul Hashem Truma, Muhammad is teaching, Shu Eises Kuli Truma L'Acher, he can make it, all of it, Trumas Meiser, which generally, although we say, let's say, regarding Truma and the rest Chulin, you have to leave it over something here. No, he can make his whole Meiser Rishon, because he's got a bunch of Meiser Rishons, and he has to separate from each one of them Trumas Meiser, and he could just, as we said, it doesn't have to even be connected. He could use this whole Meiser Rishon and use it all, hits a designated Trumas Meiser, he's going to be separating proportionally from that Meiser Rishon. Now, Alach of Beis, Hefresh Memen the Trumas Meiser Tchil, let's say they initially did separate from this Meiser Rishon, Trumas Meiser. And then he left it to continue, you know, I'll continue separating from it whatever's left of the Meiser Rishon, Trumas Meiser, Achi Asa Kuli Trumas Meiser, until all of it will become Trumas Meiser, and then give it to the Kohen. Lo Yasa Kum, in this case, he hasn't done anything, and he cannot make a Trumas Meiser on regarding other Meiser Rishons that he has. Krishna says in the Pasuk, Es Mikdashri Mimenu, the holy things from it, meaning, Bizman Shekadosh B'Teichai, when the holiness is inside of it, then he can make Trumas for other things. But in Kedusha B'Teicha, but when it does not have its own holy thing inside of it, because you already fixed it by taking its own Trumas Meiser, then you cannot make a Truma of Trumas Meiser for other Meiser Rishon that he had. And V'chein HaMenich Paris leaves Mafash Alim Truma Gedel. So let's say he leaves Paris to separate it, and let's say a Yisrael, that he wants to make that old Truma Gedel he's separating will be from this produce. So it has to have its holiness inside of it, meaning it itself has to be untithed for Truma itself. And the reason is because you cannot take truma from that which is pater on all other things which are still chayiv. And v'minichem li es mafresh leim ma'aser. Let's say he left them to separate for them all his ma'asers. Tachshia tevul ma'aser has to be untithed for ma'aser again because you cannot take ma'aser from that which is pater because if he already took off its own ma'aser on those other things which are chayiv. Halacha of Gimel, the Ram tells us that when someone separates from his ma'aser, it has to be in a specific order. Kishem mafrish and truma ma'aser. When one separates the trumas and the ma'aser is mafrish, I'll say that's be done in the appropriate order. Ketzad hauso. So mafrish bekum tchilakal. The first thing are the first fruits that are taken up to Yerushalayim from the shibas aminim. That's the first thing that's separated, which are when the first fruits ripen. Va'achach truma gedayla, and then truma gedayla, which is approximately 1/50th, is given to the kain. Va'achach ma'aser rishon, the first tithe, which is given to the levi. Va'achach ma'aser sheni or ma'aser ani, depending on the year of the shmita cycle, the second tithe, which is eaten in Yerushalayim, or the ma'aser ani that's given in the third and sixth year to the pauper. Now, v'makn shen l'rishon, whoever takes ma'aser shen before ma'aser rishon, oy ma'aser l'truma, he takes the ma'aser before truma, oy truma l'bekum l'truma before the bekurim. So av bishah abal leisa, although he violated negative prohibition, ma'aser also says what he's done is done. U'menai shu b'leisa, how do they know it's negative prohibition? Because remember, the pasuk says in Shemais, melei asra, which refers to bekurim, your fullness, v'demacha and the truma loisa acher, one should not delay. Meaning loisa acher davish, or like demon, don't delay that which is supposed to be first, which is the bekurim before the truma, and so on and so forth. But if one violates this negative prohibition, does not get lashed because it's a lava nita glase, because you could fix it by then doing it over in the appropriate order. Let's say someone wants to separate for convenience, separate truma gedayla and trumas maisa at the same time. So what he could do is mafresh echad mishleish or shleish mishleish. He could separate one out of 33 and a third, and the reason for that is because that's three portions out of 100, which is 33 and a third. Which is Truma is 1/50th, which is 2 out of 100. And Trumas Maisa is 1 out of 100, so that's a third. Vaimini says like this, he says, Echa Memeish Yishkan, 1 out of 100 that's here, Harei Bitzad Zeh Shefrashli. So this is on the side which I separated, but Varein Chulin, it's still going to be as Chulin, and he wants it to be like that until he separates the Truma. Vahanishra Mizeh Shefrashli. And the rest of what I separated, which is the other two parts, Who truma lakol? That's truma on that ol, which is 2 out of 100, which is 1 out of 50. The hamaiser shiro liyis lemeya chulin elu, and the meister, which is fit to be from this 100, to be chulin. In other words, not, it's not really precise of 100 because actually you're missing 2, which you took up truma. But harei b'tzad zeh shafrashti. So that 1/10, that 100th, the 1/10th that he's saying the meiser shiro liyis lemeya chulin elu. So you have 100 of chulin. The part of meister that's appropriate, harei b'tzad zeh shafrashti. So that's on the side that I separated. And b'zeh nisha yesa ala truma mimash shafrashti. And this is what the excess of what I had separated. In other words, he's leaving that the meisters. He's only taking the truma gedolah and the trumas meister. That was the third of the 100. So he's saying b'zeh nisha yesa ala truma mimash shafrashti. And this that I left over more than the truma that I separated, which is the 1 out of 100. So he took the 2 parts, and he's saying the meiser is from the 100 of chulin that he left. That's where he's going to have it on the other side. But the 1 out of 3, that's going to be trumas meiser alakol. So it comes out that he took it in the appropriate order. We first he took up truma, and then the meiser. So that's why we're specifying that first he's saying he separates those 3, and then he says a meiser shorolias lemeir chulin elu, whatever that 10th. That's fit for the 100 chulin, that should be on the other side, which he separated. But then the 1 out of 3, which he had separated, that's going to be trumas meiser, that'll be in the appropriate order of truma, then meiser, and then that of trumas meiser. But he would have been doing, he had separated already the trumas meiser and the truma together when he separated 33 1/3 out of that 100.